The Thrilling Story of the White Knights. As descendants of the historic Knights Templar step forward, evidencing that their order played a fundamental role in the formation of Switzerland, their Grand Master lays claim to the crown jewel of the Swiss economy, the prestigious Swiss bank SWB. Concerned that SWB is under a systematic attack by foreign financial superpowers, spearheaded by the British bank BRB, whose chairman is conspiring to take over SWB by exploiting its executives, the Grand Master retains an ambitious, albeit hesitant, lawyer to help him gain access to a hidden vault, which supposedly contains the lost bearer share certificates, proving the Templars' ownership of SWB. The lawyer is enlisted to locate them before an extraordinary general meeting to divest SWB shares to a third bank, being manipulated by BRB to consequently vote the BRB chairman into the SWB board. Determined to find the share certificates, the Grand Master draws into his plot a young yet driven banking expert and an impressive Templar historian, convincing them to join him on a quest to uncover the nation's Templar heritage. What is unknown to his companions is that he needs their help in solving an ancient puzzle to decipher the code of the vault itself, and that the clues are concealed across Switzerland. Pursued by BRB henchmen and SWB management, the Grand Master leads the group through a basilica in Sion, and later the Chapel Bridge in Lucerne to ascertain the code. As he does so, he continues to give colour to the story of how his brethren founded the nation, laying the groundwork to convince one of them in particular of why keeping SWB under Swiss authority is pivotal. However, on return to Zurich, the lawyer is unable to prevent SWB from blocking the Grand Master's access to the vault, upon which he takes matters into his own hands by organising a heist to break into the vault itself, where, several levels beneath the ground, a shooting spree occurs led by SWB security, who are themselves struggling to locate the bearer shares. Who will get a hold of them? After an exciting car chase in Istanbul, will the Grand Master be able to acquire the help he needs in Doha? Moreover, is he going to be able to stop the BRB chairman from taking over the SWB board? And finally, as the strategic assaults of BRB continue in the following years, amongst intrigues and plot twists, will the Grand Master be ultimately able to rescue SWB before it becomes insolvent? Read the book to get the answers to all these questions.